Howdy, y'all from Texas. Yeehaw! Well, Pan and I just got back from the Dallas Star game. Yeah.
At least I had fun.
You know what? We did have fun, actually. It's at the end, a close game. I was just saying, for a recap, we could sit here and go through all the goals, but it's pretty much what? Sens got off to an early lead, then crapped the bed in the second period, and almost came back.
Yep. But no one got a taco?
Yeah, no one got a taco. Yeah. So, you know how in Ottawa, if they have the Big Mac minute, or if the Sens score in the last minute, you get a free Big Mac? Well, in Dallas, it's the whole entire third period. If the Stars score in the third period, everybody gets a free taco from Taco Bueno the next day. So a lot of upset Stars fan on those empty net attempts.
they were really frustrated.
Yeah. They didn't appreciate Pan jumping up and yelling, taco! And
yeah, after the McCulloch goal.
After they closed it into 5-4. Oh, so where do we start? What'd you think of, well, let's back
up. I like Dallas.
What do you think of Dallas?
I like it. I still think Denver was my favorite city out of the three. It didn't really do much in Phoenix, but.
You're very much an urban person, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the city. So, yeah, lots of history in here. That's because we drove by the Kennedy.
Grassy Knoll.
Grassy Knoll.
Dealey Plaza.
Yep. And tweeted out to Sens Nation the picture of the library or the book archive. So Bobby Ryan was hanging out there because he's a sniper. Yeah!
Yeah, that was pretty obscure, I thought.
Yeah, what else? Yeah, lots of new, really nice architecture buildings. Mixed in with very historical or older style buildings there too.
Well, I'm glad you like Dallas because I can't stand the place.
I know you
can. Because I keep coming here for work because my company headquarters is here.
Sorry, Chad.
And I get the thing is, I got stuck in Irving, which is right by the airport. Well,
that's about Dallas, then, is it?
And I get stuck there in the suburbs. It'd be picture like going traveling, you know, for 5 hours on two connections. And just basically hanging out in Kanata.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, you mean like what we did in Glendale?
No, because I had a place with a pool, and it was nice warm weather, and I enjoyed it. But this is like nothing. You know, you need a car to go everywhere.
Don't you get a car for work?
Yeah, I usually do now, because I learned my lesson the first time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would do it.
Oh, dear. But, anyway, so I'm glad you like Dallas.
No, yeah, I think we had fun.
Jumping to the arena, though, not a bad atmosphere.
Nice. No, not a bad atmosphere at all. The outside really looks to me like an old train station.
The building does look a train station, yep.
So,
the big hangar. Well, it's called the American Airlines Center. It's almost like a big hangar, isn't it?
Makes sense now.
Ah, light bulb moment.
Okay, so it's it's fun. The hot dog and Coke Zero test. They don't have the bottle, so it's a watered down fountain drink, but still $9.25.
So it's coming in pretty even everywhere, right?
Yeah, except for Phoenix, of course.
Now I had some craft beer. Was a local IPA.
Yeah, you had to stop yourself.
Well, I had to drive home afterwards, yeah. But it was like $7.50 for that. So
That's not bad. It's just a little like cup, but
yeah, it was a small cup, but it was good. A lot of options too. I didn't partake in them, but it seemed to be a lot of concession options.
Yep, quite a few. So
we met up with Texas Chad and his coworker before the game.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the tickets, by the way.
Big time. We went for dinner at Victory Tavern, which is right in kind of this plaza right across.
Yeah,
not even really
very similar to LA Live. Actually, yeah. Probably more like the one in Colorado.
Colorado didn't have that.
I can't remember Colorado.
Phoenix. Phoenix is like that, where you have the restaurants and plaza right across the walkway. Yeah. I mean, it was cold. It was like hovering just above freezing, if that. So, you know, it was jacket weather outside, but not as bad as, I guess, what Ottawa still has right now. Arena itself, I heard nothing but positive reviews from the group.
Yep. What else? The atmosphere there was fantastic.
The fans around us.
The fans get it.
Were loud, at least around us.
Yeah, there's a Dallas Pan there. It was great.
A Dallas Pan, yeah.
That guy's behind us. Awesome. he wouldn't shut up the whole time. Now I know what it's like.
He was chirping his team the whole time. Yeah. And we get a little rapport going with them back and forth.
Yeah. So that was a good time. And we hit the sends Twitter and sends Facebook again.
Yes.
That was kind of fun. Poor photographers is like,
you guys, I can't remember his name, the photographer who came down. Yeah, he got photoed us in Denver. We missed him in Phoenix, but
yep.
He got the picture of us again there in Dallas.
Yeah, that was nice. What else? They've got a lot of their own different rituals and routines there, too.
Like singing the national anthem. And they yell out two times the word stars in the anthem. First time you
totally
jumped
right in. Totally forgot about that.
So you jumped out of your seat, but we were standing. You were quite shocked.
And, that was fun. What else do they do? They've got a whole cheer for their goals. With the arm pumps.
Oh, yeah, like a Hard Rock.
Dallas.
Stars. Yes. Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah, that's neat. So yeah, that's an interaction or integration. Integration? No. It was Cardinal when you need my words. Interaction, I guess, between the team and the fans.
Yeah, they get the fans interacting. Yeah.
So,
still a work in progress.
Just like the hey, go Sens, go that I've been trying to do. But
yeah, give them some time. I think it's going to take wind. Something.
I hope so. We got to get that on YouTube or something. What else? Oh, and what is it? Every time that the other team scores a goal.
After
they announce it, it's like, who cares?
Yeah. Ottawa goal, number 9, Milan McCulloch. Who cares? Other arenas do that, too. I remember Washington Capitals, they'll do that.
Yeah.
Holler out, who cares?
It's fun. Good stuff.
And if in Washington, actually, if Washington scores, they'll say, Washington Capitals goal, score by blah, 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 blah. And then they'll go, that's one. Or if it's two, that's two. Out. And that's all your fault. And point at the goalie. Yeah. It's kind of weird. There's always something with these anthems, you know, like the Rockets, red glare.
Yeah. And, it was fun. The Canadian anthem, she actually did one verse in French.
Yeah, I was surprised at that. Just
threw us off. Toronto wouldn't even do that.
Yeah, good anthem singer, actually. I liked her.
Yeah.
Very quick, to the point.
And what else?
The,
Kellen should have dropped Cole.
Again, with the, it seems like all three stops, they have the female kind of ice crew
slash
cheerleaders. I think Dallas kind of wins for the talent level, maybe.
It's Dallas and cheerleaders.
Yeah, the whole culture is definitely prevalent here, and they're out in the hallways selling their swimsuit calendars. You know, here's the Dallas Ice Girls. I remember last time I was here with Chad, it was a Rangers game. This little boy holding a calendar and he a picture with the Ice Girls. I'm like, this 13-year-old boy buying a Dallas Ice Girls swimsuit.
And let's
calendar.
Move on to the next idea.
Like, oh boy.
Yeah. That's.
Parenting wins.
Guess it's around the age that you have those conversations anyway.
Yeah. That's an awkward Eugene Levy moment right there.
Well, I don't know what else to say about this.
We're going to sleep. We're going back. Come back tomorrow.
Yeah. Can you put in the tank instead of the airplane?
Start the tank! That was an important tank game, too.
That was a great tank. And a four-point tank game.
Dallas was 1 point ahead of us, and now that was a four-point tank game.
Yeah, we could have leapfrogged it.
Yeah.
And for anyone who calls me schizophrenic, not that you listen to this, I'm looking for the positives in the team, like the young guys. But, man, I want to lose games like this, just one-goal games for the rest of the year, out of our favor. Bring us down.
It's hard
so
to cheer.
So you have positives
against.
To lose. Like, we're winning by losing.
Yeah.
Because it's positives to get closer to a low pick or high pick, however you want to call it.
Yeah.
But you see positive movement. It's not like in 2009, was it, when... Is just terrible.
Yeah, right after the Cup run in 2008.
No, not that one. The year where we really tanked it and got some
advantage. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever year that was. And
the only positive was getting Anderson.
Yeah, we got Anderson, but that's true. but nothing else was really working for the team, and we'd still lose badly until we called up all the guys from Binghamton. Yeah. So it's, we don't really have anyone that's good enough to play in the league, especially in the top six, that is down there. So you got to suck to get those picks. But I don't want to get killed 8-2 or whatever's happening to Edmonton year after year after year.
Yes.
Just get close so that you see something and you can just tweak the other pieces. I still think that we're 2 to 4 years out of being probably a contender. And who knows what role money plays in all of this.
Yeah, it's really tough to cheer against your team. And I know a lot of people get upset when they hear this whole tank army thing, but I don't sit and watch the game and cheer against them. That's not what I'm saying at all. But, you know, if you lose, you kind of like take a breath and you know, maybe it wasn't a bad thing that we lost.
Yeah. Like, today was a close game.
Yeah.
What went wrong? Leonard got screened a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple goals, he was going down, the puck was going up, and
yeah, and we had a lot of shots.
We outshot them.
So, goalie change got them settled in.
Dallas played a lot like Ottawa. They took their foot right off the gas in the third period, and Ottawa almost came back.
Yep. Then you got to figure out whatever's going on in the second period. Is it that the other team can read the play and then adjust their play against it, and we don't know what else to do?
Yeah.
Which would be a coaching issue? Who knows? Who knows?
Spezza almost got a goal against us.
Yeah. But. No, someone at the door. Yeah, I guess we'll probably deep into this a little bit more with Cardinal in a main show.
Yeah.
Which hopefully will come out soon. But you're back here on Sunday, so Saturday, Saturday.
Yeah, we won't go
If
there.
Only you had a $50 gift card for pizza.
Oh, that was funny.
This is great.
So we got at the arena really early, and there's this contest showing up on this scoreboard saying, tweet, what was it, Boxbound, and name the opposition player who'll take the first penalty. So I did. I tweeted, Legwand, hashtag Boxbound. And it wasn't until the second period when Legwand finally got the first penalty for the Sens, right? And I looked, and Dallas Stars awarded it to some other schmuck that won it. And I looked back, and I was the one who tweeted it first. And from what I saw, there's only two people that guessed Legwand.
Yep.
And, you know, I did mine at like 6:55, and this other person like 7:20. And so I called them out on it. Like,
Sens podcaster, screw this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Fixed. Fixed. It's like a $50 pizza party or something with the Stars. Yeah, I might be able to take advantage of that next week. Oh, well. It's all good.
Per diem.
All right. Well, that's it for us, folks. This wraps up our trip. We'll look forward to getting back into the cold. Not.
No.
No.
No, I think tomorrow's still going to be cold. I hope that we miss the whole cold snap.
We may have missed the brutal cold snap, but
yeah.
Cold is cold.
That it is.
All righty, guys.
All right. See you soon.
Later.
That's 11:11.